Morning to you. 6:18 on the ticket. We got the morning musers, and it's time now for the observation deck.
Sorry.
I'm very sorry. And it is brought to us by A Number One Air, and here's Gordon.
Did anyone take notice of the moon?
Nope.
You didn't look at the moon last night? Or
too busy.
Oh, man.
I saw you post something about it.
Beautiful. Beautiful moon.
Didn't prompt me to walk out the door into the 100-degree heat at 9 o'clock to see it.
Maybe only the best. It's a supermoon.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm not exactly sure what that means. I can't keep track of... You know how, George, you claim that the meteorologists have been making up terms for the past 10 years?
At least, yeah, new ones that we've never heard of, and they act like they've been around forever.
I'm kind of with you on all this. Polar vortex was the first one that I remember when they floated that out there. I'm like, oh, okay.
Heat dome is relatively new, too, isn't it?
Heat dome.
That's what we have now.
That's why we can't get rain here in the Metroplex.
Yeah, we've got a heat dome.
I wish we had kept a running list of all the ones that we've perked up on. When they're forcing new terms down our throat.
Well, how about the whole naming of storms?
That's always been around, right?
No, not just hurricanes. There's other storms, like winter storms, they give names to now.
Yeah, that is new.
That's a Weather Channel deal.
So there's a... I think we're doing it with moons now, too. At least I guess I never noticed. I just remember there used to be full moon, waxing moon, and waning moon.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I remember.
Half moon, new moon.
Yeah, new moon.
Harvest
moon.
Yeah. It's a good song.
But what is super moon? Super blood moon? Blood cycle moon?
Isn't it because...
Super blood express moon?
Its orbit is not completely round. It's a little bit of an oval shape, I guess. And so it's a time where it's closer to the Earth.
I think
it makes it seem larger.
That makes it a super moon. Right?
I believe that's what
it's
it
brighter.
Is.
And then did we have a wolf moon? You know what I'm talking about? Wolf moon or somebody? There was one of these that we had recently that was a really strange term.
Then there was the dark side of the moon.
Keith moon.
Bark at the moon.
That's when I own the moon. Waving at Keith moon.
The greatest moon.
So you guys aren't obsessed with the moon?
Not obsessed, but I do look at it just about every night or morning.
Is the moon cooler than the sun?
Well, yeah, you can look at it. Can't really stare at the sun.
That's its bragging point. You can look at the moon. You don't need those special glasses like we had in April.
Right. That's right.
That was pretty magical.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Where did you view the total eclipse of the heart?
In the street in front of my neighbor's house.
Were there people all out there with lawn chairs and stuff?
Yeah, there's a few of us that we all work at home. So we were there, and I think the school gave the kids a half day off.
Yeah, a lot of
kids were there.
Yeah,
and I didn't know what to expect, but when it got dark and it was moments before it got cool, I was like, "Man, this is really awesome."
Yeah,
and you know we had beer, so it was good too.
Oh boy,
gosh.
That a boy, Rich.
1 o'clock in the afternoon. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I thought it was kind of a ripoff. Why didn't they make it longer?
Well, nobody made it.
I mean, it was. Pretty big event, so they should have made it longer.
The men of the moon? Why didn't they make it
longer? No, the organizers, whoever organized the event. I'm not sure who put that on, but yeah, it should have been longer. I thought that they really miscalculated there, but hopefully they'll do better next time.
Okay.
They should do better.
We should all do better.
Yeah, because we deserve better than that. Anyway, so everyone look at the supermoon. I think it actually is tonight officially. Maybe.
That's because when it gets really super?
I think it goes full super tonight and then tomorrow morning, but it was pretty super last night.
Okay.
It was just super with a lowercase s last night and this morning. So check out the moon. Also, I did something this weekend that I hadn't done in a while. A little sore. I'll give you guesses. You each get two guesses.
Okay.
So I shouldn't burn one, is what you're saying.
Well, you can if you want.
Did it involve wood? Like chopping wood? Or, what's wrong with you guys? I'm talking about chopping wood or trimming limbs.
That was going to be my guess that I was going to burn right there.
I'm just going to put my head down and let you guys do the segment.
No. Rich. Hey, Rich.
Did you run?
No.
Did you ride a bike?
No. Rich,
ride a horse.
No. Although that would have been unusual. I bet you I've ridden a horse more recently than the two of you.
No way. I'm certain you have.
Okay, very different answers from both of you there.
I know the last time I rode a horse was on my honeymoon in 1996.
Oh, boy, were you shirtless and trying to look like Fabio?
No, we were riding up to the waterfalls in a jungle in Mexico. It's really awesome.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It was.
George, okay, I've ridden a horse, I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, you may have me. Yeah, you do have me.
You don't ride your horses regularly?
No.
Out on your ranch?
No. We do have horses right behind us. And I've had the idea of just jumping on them and riding them bareback.
You should.
Me and Oscar Gonzalez used to do that in Llano at lunchtime.
You did it once, and now you're saying we used to do it all the time.
We did it once a week for probably half a semester. I bet we did it 20 times.
How would you get on a bareback horse?
Back then, we were pretty athletic, and we'd grab them by the mane and just jump up there.
There's no way you could have jumped up on a horse.
We may have helped each other. We did it.
Well, one of you could help the other one to get on the first time, but then the second time, who gets on?
The guy who wasn't riding. There's only one horse.
Oh, only one horse. Yeah, you were helping each other get up there. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it wasn't horse riding this weekend. That was 2 years ago when I scoreboarded you and horse rid.
Yeah, boy, you did.
Horse ridden? I horse rode.
Okay, just tell us what you did.
What do you say when you went horse riding in the past? But there's got to be a past tense of horse ride.
You rode a horse. Now tell us what you did.
What is the past tense of horse ride?
It's went horse riding.
Why? But we say that we rode somewhere, and it's past tense. Why can't we say horse rode?
You can. You say you rode a horse.
I horse rode this weekend.
That's fine. Just tell us what you did.
I went bowling. And did really well.
What'd you score?
I think 91.
That's
probably
what
it'd be. I bowled two games.
I've got to be the worst.
Was the 91 the combined score of the two?
I sucked.
I'm terrible too.
I sucked.
I never go over the century mark.
And
really?
I knew this time, because last time I went, I'm actually not that sore this morning. The last time I was much more sore because I think I rolled like a 16-pound ball or 18-pound ball or something. Yeah. This time, I looked for the smallest ball that I could, the lightest ball that I could. And at this place that I'm going to, and bowling's gotten so tricked up nowadays.
Yeah.
It's not just the bowling lanes. You have bowling lanes, then they have big screen TVs back behind the bowling lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I don't get.
Do they have laser tag there too?
They got laser tag. They got a whole arcade.
Because after a while we realize spinning a ball down a lane is not enough. We need other things going on.
We just got to trick up everything.
Not just smoking and drinking beer.
Right.
That's not enough.
It's not going to cut it.
The Cowboy game was going on the big screen at the end of our lane. Every lane had its own big screen TV.
Can we turn out all the lights and make everything neon too at some point?
Yeah, everything's black lighted.
Got some disco balls there.
Yeah. So as I'm trying to find a light ball, I have to have XL holes in the ball because my hands are very big.
You didn't just palm it?
No, I should have just done that. But the lightest one for my finger size was 14 pounds. So I only saved 2 pounds. But it did make a difference.
But you didn't cross the century mark in any of your games?
I think I got like a 98.
That would beat me.
Really?
I am terrible. Yeah, I am so. I've got to be
the worst
adult
I've ever bowled.
Bowler out there.
It's the worst I ever bowled it.
I don't know if my bionic shoulder would do it now.
Yeah, you got bionics now.
Yeah.
You could use like the little kid ramp, couldn't you? Just put it on there and aim it. And
I used to be pretty decent at it. I took it as a PE at North Texas.
Yeah.
And we would play, each class would play a game against somebody else in the class. And I'll never forget it. Greatest game I ever bowled. I bowled like a 212.
Dang,
Rich.
And I lost that match.
Wow.
Really?
To North Texas tight end Luis Silva.
Ah, number 88.
Damn from straight.
Converse Judson.
I have never let him forget that. It's the only time I broke 200 in my life, and I lost.
My technique is horrible. I throw the ball, and it lands about 20 feet. down on lane.
I put way too much launch angle on mine,
too. Clunks.
Yeah. I'm terrible.
Can y'all score bowling?
That's confusing.
That's for the computer.
The computer
handles that.
No one was able to do it until we got computers. No one knew how to do it.
Yeah, people used to just guess at what they scored.
Oh, no, it's easy.
It was an estimate.
When we were kids, that's what we had to do.
Really? That's stupid. Let the computer do it. Computer's the best at scoring.
It's not hard. It's easy.
I did get a couple strikes.
Okay.
And about twice the amount of spares. So that was good.
It's fitting.
And then I would have a gutter ball. Like, I'd throw a strike, and then I'd get two gutter balls in a row. Yeah, it made no sense.
No benefit of the strike at that point.
Yes.
Is it shameful to use bumpers if you're an adult?
Yes.
It is?
I want it to start offering an option of at least one bumper, to where I don't feel like
it's
complete,
on the right side, the one that you always flirt with.
Just on my trouble side. I just want a bumper there.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. I don't think people would notice as much.
That's new bowling technology, right?
The bumper?
The automatic bumpers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to have to go put the big pillows out there for you all the way down. Not pillows. You know, the big
I don't even
remember
that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was almost like whatever you make mats out of in a gym, right?
Yeah, but it was the width of the lane, or the width of the gutter, and they would have to have workers go down and lay a bunch of them down. For you to have the bumpers.
Dang, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't. It seemed like I remember a time when bumpers, it was like if one person needed bumpers, everybody had to have them because they weren't automatically retractable between players.
Yeah, now I think they are, aren't they?
Yeah. For each player, you just key it in, and if it's a bumper player, it just comes up automatically.
Helps the family with young kids, I think, enjoy bowling more.
Right.
Yeah. Were there kids out there? Are kids still into bowling?
Yeah, there were several kids, too.
Okay.
And but the other thing that this place had that I really enjoyed, did for the first time ever, was the escape room. I've never done an escape room.
Those are cool.
And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I had a great time doing it.
I think that would be your jam.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah.
Finished, they give you an hour, and finished with like 11 minutes left.
Use any of the hints?
One hint.
Okay.
It was one hint that
was
used.
That's good.
And the woman, it's kind of creepy because I guess they just watch you the whole time.
Yep.
And the girl who was helping out, who was the person running it, it's just, don't be so condescending. It's obvious. You go in the other room and you open that drawer.
She did not say it like that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've done that probably four or five times with kids. And
it has nothing to do with the bookshelf. Get away from the bookshelf.
Okay. And I think those are fun for about 20 minutes.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, they ought to give you 20 minutes to get out.
No.
Dude.
An hour.
Now, the last one I did with my family, we didn't know when we got into it. It was only a single room.
Yeah, I like it when there's got to be two rooms.
It's like 7, 8, 10 clues, something like that, but they were all in that one room, and we all agreed afterwards, don't think we'll go back to that one.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, this one was three or four rooms, man, it's fun.
This was a two-roomer. Ooh, they got like four rooms
someplace? Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. That sounds good. This is all about a family being murdered or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was really
uplifting.
It's a good family activity there, huh?
It's about a haunted mansion, some kind of theme, and yeah, there was blood on the walls, and decapitated dolls everywhere.
Wow.
And maybe not this
thing.
See,
we just got to keep up with it. You can't be a...
I know. And then that wasn't enough, just the escape room. So in the escape room, they had a bunch. And meanwhile, it's set in old, like, Victorian England. But that wasn't enough in there, so they had a bunch of flat-screen TVs running Minecraft gameplay. And
seriously?
Stuff like this, Fortnite gameplay, and some of your favorite streamers going on. So they had that happening. And then there was thumping disco music playing.
Yeah, we got to keep it going. Keep up the...
Was there a person in there?
No person.
Have you ever had one like that?
No. Like an actual person's in there?
Like he's an actor in there. And he's hiding somewhere. We did this one time. He was hiding somewhere, and when you touch something like to this big center cube they had in there, when you hit it, he comes flying out of there.
Oh my god,
he scared the hell out of my wife.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah.
Because it's real dark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to keep up in it. sooner or later, you're going to get hit with a baseball bat. You know, hey, right. Should have been looking.
Yes.
Well, you have experience. Blood you got comes, a golf club.
Blood comes pouring out of the ceiling as somebody racks you.